Okay, call the meeting to order this evening, and we'll start with Mr. Redmond's going to lead us in a moment of silence and pledge to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, well, welcome to everyone. It's good to see the crowd here this evening. We do have the agenda up on the screen for this evening. So we will start off with any modifications. Are there any modifications to the agenda this evening? Okay. Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. And Rodney, can you hear us? We're trying. Okay. We have one board member trying to join us remotely, and you see down the corner there of the screen, we can see him. We need to connect, hopefully, that he can hear us as well. So we have this evening a Student of the Month presentation. Mr. Sang.
Thank you, President Leonard, members of the school board. It's my pleasure this evening to introduce to you our March Student of the Month. We unfortunately could not have our male Student of the Month here this evening. He is working this evening. That is Ryan Foose. So we'll congratulate him later on in the week. But we do have our female Student of the Month here, and her name is Ms. Laurel Hubbard. So Laurel, if you wouldn't mind standing up. And then going over to Dr. Hollister. Laurel resides in Morgantown with her parents, and it's a pleasure to have them here tonight as well. Laurel is involved in a lot of different activities. She's taken a lot of AP and honors courses. She is really into horseback riding and is actually a horse trainer as well, so she has some unique characteristics to her as well. The trait of the month this month is that of selflessness, and if you know Laurel at all, you will understand that she models that, exemplifies that. So it's a pleasure tonight to introduce to you Laurel Hubbard. Congratulations.
Superintendent of schools and from the district office. You are everything we hope others can be. You set an example for others. You're a role model. I often give the speech that this will be perhaps one of many awards that we hope to see get in a lifetime. But we also always ask that you remember, as people are looking at you, that you've come from us, that you've come from New Holland and Garden Spot High School. You always wear that on your back to make us proud. Continue doing what you're doing, and again, on behalf of the superintendent's office, thank you for your hard work.
All right, and then we have time set aside for citizens' comments. Were there any residents of the school district who wish to address the board this evening? Okay, any others? All right, if you could come to the microphone and state your name, where you reside.
Good evening. My name is Rick Naranjo. I reside in Morgantown. And I just want to thank the board for your service to the community. And permission, I'd like to pray for you. And Lord, we just want to say thanks for these men and women who are serving. Pray for their wisdom. Give them just your determination to do the right thing and to stay the course, Lord. And just thank you for them and thanks for their service. And we pray for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we have a special presentation. tonight is?
We do. Last week I received an email from the FFA, and they wished to share some things, and we were talking about next month, but they were busy next month, so this is on fairly short notice, but they were really interested in bringing the board up to speed on some of their activities. And so I was more than happy to share the evening with you and the FFA for a few minutes. So please, ladies and gentlemen, you guys look great, you look professional, as always. So do tell us what's been going on in FFA. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Ashley
Barrier,
and I'm the Vice President of FFA. Normally when we do whole calls, we like to raise money for other people within our community, and this year we raised $2,000 for our Lego Student Assistance Fund. Pretty much what we did this year was we got two hugs from one of our other members. They came in, they gave us a hug, and we went in on the weekend. We went over to another member's house where we then pulled off the park, and then we pretty much just went, had a great time, and then we brought it in, served it to not only the faculty, but some of the FFA members as well, and outside the community and businesses, so it not only brings a good name for us, but to the school as well, since I'm all over your sport.
Good evening. Thank you all for having us. My name is William Horning, and I am the Grassland FFA chapter president and also the Lancaster County president. I have a couple things to share with you, one of which is Red Rose degrees. In FFA, there are several degrees of membership that members are able to earn, and the one that is earned usually in the junior year of high school is the Red Rose degree, which is awarded at the county level, and we have had 9 members receive that this year, and for that there are requirements having to do with the supervised agricultural experience and also community service and a few other things. I'll also mention that I was able to receive an SAE grant this past year through National FFA, and it was sponsored by Crone North America. So we hopefully will have more people apply for that next year and hopefully have some additional recipients. And let's see, another thing would be proficiency awards, which are offered at the state level and the national level. And they have to do with the supervised agricultural experiences that members complete. And there are 48 or 49 different areas that students can apply in. So I applied in the ag mechanics area as well as the turf grass management area. And I did receive one of those at the state level. So I am looking forward to competing at the national convention. And I'm also looking forward to many of the other activities we have coming up later in the school year. So thank you very much.
My name is Elizabeth Moonwall, and I'm in 12th grade. And I would like to talk to you about the SAE record book winners. And we keep our supervised agriculture experiences in a record book, and we all put our different things that we do in our projects, and they all go to the state levels and get judged. And this year I have gotten the bronze and gold medals for keeping my records up to date, and my SAE is breeding rabbits and also working at Yoder's Country Market for my employment.
I'm Stan Everly. I'm the chapter secretary, and in March is our National FFA Week, and during the week we had different t-shirts and different contests, and the winner got a prize at the end of it, and Wednesday is when we all wore our official dress to represent FFA, and during that week we also went to a core leadership event. We got to meet a bunch of people from the school board and different members of the community.
My name is Freya, and I'm the Lancaster County FFA Secretary. During Farm Show, we had midwinter convention, and that's where 9 of us seniors got our Keister degrees. It's the highest degree you can earn at the state level. And then we also had freshmen win FFA jackets. they had to write, we had six winners, and they had to write, they had to do an essay contest. So that was pretty good.
Good evening, I'm Sarah Everly. I'm the chapter vice president, and recently went on an officer retreat where we planned the rest of the year out in the activities, and we started on a banquet, and we did leadership activities, and went snowshoeing, and got to know one another, and our strengths and weaknesses, and I think it really helped us come together as a team.
Hi, I'm Heather Zeitzit. I'm the chapter sentinel. I'm talking about SLLC State Legislative Leadership Conference. We went on that a couple weeks back. It taught us the delegate process, and then after that, we had breakfast with one of our representatives, and we were able to get a behind-the-scenes tour of Zoo America, so that was pretty cool.
Hi, I'm Cheyenne Sina Jones, and I'm going to talk to you about Florida, what we did down there. We had three different, you know, groups that we did. There was the first one, which was about leadership, and the next one, which was about conservation, and the last one, which is about zoology, which was my personal favorite because I want to be a veterinarian. And down there, we learned a lot more about, like, there's an internship stuff down there, which is how it impacted me because I want to be a vet, like I said. So that'll be something that I would want to be interested in, and yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Thanks, gang. I appreciate the update. And once again, I'm always impressed how poised you are at microphones. It is not easy. It's still not easy for me, and I've done it for many years. That's a skill that will help you going forward in whatever venue you end up serving the community or working in the profession. So congratulations and thank you. And advisor, Heather, anything else to add? Just say hi so we know who you are. She looks like one of the kids.
Hi.
That's why
yeah, that happens pretty frequently. It actually happened on our trip to Disney. But yeah, so the kids just wanted to stop by tonight to update you on some of the cool things we've been doing this year. The Disney trip was a new thing for us, and it was great. It's something we hope to continue each year. The kids learned a ton. I learned a ton, so that was really cool. And they've just been making all sorts of accomplishments this year, which has blown me out of the water, between winning SAE grants and Keystone degrees and all that stuff. So I just wanted to come by and update you and say hello. Thank you for having us.
Any questions or follow-up?
I'd just like to comment, of course, you've got two former FFA members here on the board. I have been 40-some years since I came through the program, but the same things never change. You have all these events, which the fun things, which I enjoyed, the friendships you build that will last you through the lifetime. But also, like Dr. Hollister said there, the communication skills which you achieve, which will go with you the rest of your life, the ability to speak and communicate with people is something that you really can't put a value on and will help you in your careers as you go forward.
And yes, the other former FFA member who came through the program, it was interesting. We just had a book here today on parliamentary procedure that the School Board Association put out. And the only reason I know any parliamentary procedure is because I went through the program at Garden Spot and was on the parliamentary procedure team, and we did quite well. So that was something I definitely use. It's amazing how often, you know, some of those things that you use, different committees that I've been on, and public speaking was another thing that, so I really applaud you for all your efforts, and it's great. Any other comments? Or, okay.
It's actually a pleasure.
Yes, that's a pleasure. Literally and figuratively. Yes. Okay. Consent agenda. Any comments on the consent agenda this evening? Dr. Hollister, I saw we had on the personnel report.
Yes, thank you. I just want to make sure I'm looking at the same report.
I saw something on Google.
Only two items on the personnel.
Just closed out of mine. I just closed out of mine.
Okay. I was referring to the head football.
It's on there? Okay. Thank you. Congratulations. We have a... wow, it's kind of... Yeah, really.
Sorry to put you.
That's kind of the effect. I was trying to bring it up. I'm pleased to note, and thank you for bringing it out. We hired a football coach. Interviews took place last week. We settled today and are going to be having Zach Fulmer. Zach is a middle school math teacher who came back home about 3 or 4 years ago to teach at the middle school. He was serving in Baltimore City prior to that and has done a wonderful job in the classroom and has been an assistant coach for our current program. So we're looking for some continuity and some internal coaching position, which is nice to have. We don't get to do that as often as we used to do that. So it's nice to have an internal person in that position. So that is on the personnel report. Thank you for bringing that up.
Okay, yeah, I think that would be an excellent addition to the team. Any other comments? Is there a motion to? Oh, yes.
I just wanted to make one comment. Many times when we give out the Student of the Month Award, you say, well, there's a chance that you'll leave and not come back. And we can be thankful that Zach actually came back because he's the kind of person that we need in this community to keep our community thriving and be an example to any student or teacher, board member. That's really, really a win for us to have Zach come back and teach. Not only the coaching, he's the right kind of person.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Well done.
Great. So is there a motion to approve the consent agenda?
A move.
Second.
Any other discussion? Comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Congratulations to Zach and the other. Okay, so we have reports then, Mr. Ramsey, I guess. Yes, Lancaster County Tax Collection.
Yes, thank you. There was a meeting on Wednesday, March 16th. Other than the normal treasurer's report and approval of the bills, there's two things that I wanted to actually comment on. The first is the local audit report. As you know, in previous years as well as this year, we got an outstanding report from the auditors. They say the Bureau is top-notch and really their internal controls are second to none, which we've seen year over year. But I did want to note that our collection costs for every dollar collected, 1.76% goes to their cost. For 15, which is actually down from 2014, which was 1.83%. So they continually ensure that the district gets the majority of its money for each dollar collected. The second item that
I want to.
Okay, the second item I wanted to comment on, the Tax Bureau is actually venturing out and looking at the possibility of collecting real estate taxes for the school districts in the county, which would be a tremendous add-on, if you will, to what districts already do. Actually, the real estate tax comes at a great time when they're not as busy because all the taxes have been collected and all returns have been completed. They're actually piloting two school districts for 16-17. I tried to put my name in there, and unfortunately I didn't make the cut. I'm not sure why. But there are two districts. Now, they may come back around. Who knows? But there's two districts that they're looking at piloting for 16-17. So I'll keep you posted on that, and we'll see how it goes. Is my report unless there's any questions.
Okay, thank you for that. And we're blessed to have the Tax Collection Bureau. Good work there. Lancaster 11, IU 13, Mr.
The IU board met on March 9th, 2016. One of our meeting highlights is Lori Blance and Sandy Good, an Elanco graduate, Sandy is, provided a presentation on hybrid learning in special education classrooms and how the students are flourishing through hybrid learning, and they're actually advancing in their areas much faster through hybrid learning than they were under the older models, where all the students had to sit there and wait for everyone else, whether they were a little bit behind or a little bit advanced or in the middle.
So with the hybrid learning ideas, making their way into special education classrooms, the IU is seeing their special education classrooms advancing much faster through hybrid learning. Great, great presentation. The board approved $6.2 million in disbursements. We approved two new business service contracts, two new early childhood and special education service contracts. We approved 10 new or additions to existing instructional service contracts, one technology service contract, and one HR service contract. We had 10 resignations, 6 terminations of employment, 2 retirements, hired 50 new employees, had 14 change of salary or status, and granted 3 leave of absences. I provided each of you with a IU13 helping districts help students. If you have any questions on any of the reports I've given or anything on the helping districts help students, you can ask me now or at any time through email at a later date. And that ends my report, unless there's another question.
Okay, thank you. Any questions? Hearing none, we will move into the Lancaster CTC. Mrs. Redmond.
I was unable to attend the February meeting, which was the 4th Thursday of February, but I have stuff. First of all, I have information about the Taste of Success, which is the fundraiser that benefits the New Choices in Lancaster. It's Friday, April 1st, and if anyone's interested, I do have that information that you can ask me for. Notice upcoming the annual Fly on the Run event, which is a fishing tournament and then a banquet. The banquet is held at the Mountjoy campus. I'm sure the food will be wonderful because the students are preparing it. They always do fabulous, fabulous things. The date for that is May 11th and 12th. And again, I have information about that. Dave Warren, the executive director, sends out a weekly update to the JOC. So I have some information from him. One of the most exciting things is that the CTC, the adult education, is named as one of the 150 top two-year colleges in the country. Lancaster County Career and Technology Center was named to that list, and let's see which KY it's called now. Thaddeus Stevens College, I believe, is what it's called now. I'm old. It used to be called Stevens Trade. but what that is, it's a contest. It's a prize. They choose 150 of the top colleges, two-year colleges, in the country. And then it's a competition with the ultimate prize being $1 million. Now, only one of those colleges will receive the $1 million prize. But it's a great honor to be named to that list. So I do have some more printed information about that and a little bit about that selection project. And I have an update on the tiny house. This was from February 18th that most of the materials had arrived and they were planning to start framing the floor on February 19th. And then this next update shows that they're building the walls. So it has some pictures, so I'll send this along. All of the materials, almost all of the materials were there, and they were beginning to do the floor, the frame, and start framing out the walls. This is as of the middle of March that the students and staff are very excited. There's a buzz in the air of the construction wing of the building. And they plan to have a presentation put together for this week's meeting, which is the 24th at Brownstown. So, and I will send these pictures along. They're kind of small, but they're from the update, so you can see them. So the tiny house is coming along. They're working on it. And that concludes my report.
Okay, thank you. Any questions on CPC? Very good. Legislative, Mr. Weinstein.
I guess I'll start first. I was unable to attend the legislative breakfast last week, I guess it was. Would anybody that was there like to make a comment before I get into my commentary?
There wasn't a whole lot of encouragement. It just seemed to be talking about the same issues with no real, not a lot of optimism that anything was going to change anything. So
breakfast was good.
And it was well attended.
It was,
the largest one I believe.
Was it? So yeah, it was. There was a good crowd there. It was well attended. They seem to be at an impasse still, and you know, they talked about pension. They talked about pension reform, property tax reform. But,
so. That's what I say. I heard Brian Cutler speak about back in February at dinner, and he said until. Basically, until enough Democratic elected officials in the House or Senate put pressure on the governor, probably the stalemate will continue. Well, that's ironic that, my own opinion here, that Governor Wolf was one of the few places that President Obama campaigned for in the back in 14 or whatever. So we have the same mentality in Harrisburg. We have a legislative that was overwhelmingly voted in by the opposition party, and you have a Democratic governor. Same thing in Washington. And until our leader, both sides decide, I think particularly in this case, the governor decides that he's not going to get 100% of what he wants, I think the Republicans would come forward and make compromises on some of their issues on taxes especially. But until he concedes something, who knows? Maybe we might be to the snow flies on this budget and the next budget.
I think April, May will.
Before primary.
Right after the primary.
Right after
the primary. Right after the primary, people feel a little less vulnerable. And I think you'll have more Democrats talking to the governor, and I think you'll see a budget.
Yeah, was in a meeting with Representative Zimmerman on Friday, and we're pretty close to getting a veto. The Senate, I think, the House has enough, would have enough to override. The Senate's about 2 votes short. They would need 2 Democrats to come to override. And they're getting to the point where they may be able to, but we'll see.
Because you're beginning to see, you know, you have the Penn State extension showing a lot of stress. I know that. I don't know whether it affects us. The PlanCon refunds don't come through right at this time. Are we up for any of it at this time?
We have we have our annual submissions that we submit that haven't been reimbursed yet. And we also have the Brent Park project, as you know. That's a long campaign, about $2 million. That's stuck in PlanCon Part H. So we have some money sitting out.
And that would be due this year?
Well, it's due, yes. It's due as soon as they would pass the additional PlanCon dollars.
So other than that, there's no real action up in Harrisburg. They only came back into session, I believe it was last Monday, so there's nothing really transpired in the last week or so.
Okay. Thank you for that update. Other comments?
Just one other comment. We were at breakfast with Senator Almond Friday morning, and one of the things that was posed to him was, what about a referendum? And he indicated that referendum was pretty far in the back of the bus at this point, that the overwhelming deluge that they received when that came close was enough to push them back on referendum. So I don't think we're going to have to fight that one anytime soon. That's some good news. I've been on the record many times saying that a referendum would devastate public education. Absolutely devastate. So that's good news.
We'll move right into the superintendent's report.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. I have a number of items. The first is, just so you note, in your blue folders, I did give you a breakdown of school enrollment. This was stemmed out of a conversation we were having last week about potentially adding a teacher. That teacher add at the elementary would be that group of students at New Holland that is moving into grade 6. No, I'm sorry. It's the grade four students moving into grade five. You see we have four sections. We have sort of four teachers assigned at grade four. Well, we're sending up a large number of students, so we need to add that teacher at grade five at New Holland next year to keep those numbers about where they were. That's our plan at this point. So you can take a look at the rest of that as well. At your leisure, if you have questions, we'll be glad to answer them as we move along. Unfortunately, the last couple of years, those numbers have juked around quite a bit in the late summer and even into September. If you recall, 2 years ago, we had a massive change. We picked up 100 students the last 2 weeks of summer, and we picked up another 100 students the first 2 weeks of September, which was tough to absorb, but we worked through it. That was 2 years ago. For whatever reason, the pattern is more unsettled at the end of August, beginning of September than it's been in recent years. So they're the numbers as of today. Other items, lots of good news to report. Happy to say, let me just pull my papers out here. The first thing I wanted to mention was several students in Mark Kaufman's wood class were featured in Wooden Boat Magazine. For those of you who are into that, it's a big deal. I'm not as familiar, but four students, Mark Palmage, Brett Catadella, Andrew Miller, and Corey Hurst, were all featured with a picture and a picture of them with the boats they made in Mark's classroom. He has become sort of notorious in the country now for these Aleutian skin boats, kayaks that he makes. He actually is going around in the summertime doing workshops and other places for this. And four of our students made them last year and were featured in the magazine this year. If you're interested, he's always got a couple going on. Just go up to the wood shop and see those in progress, but it was very exciting for our students. Additionally, one of those students nominated Mr. Kaufman for the Lancaster newspaper Teachers Making a Difference piece, and I don't know if anyone got to see that video, but there was a nice interview, a real nice interview with Mark and the student at Lancaster Newspaper Studios, where they talked about what the impression was that Mark made on Corey Ford Hurst, so that was nice. Some additional press coverage in a magazine called Gig Rev Publications, which is short for Gigabyte Revolution. Students for our blended learning class were featured. The article was written by an IU 13 staff member. I assume that Colette Carnes and Zimmerman had a lot to do with that. And got our students and our middle school featured in that magazine with pictures on the hybrid learning that Mr. Irvin spoke about earlier. So thanks to all the folks who pulled that together. But most importantly, thanks to our teachers and students who are making that new system of learning work for us and for them. So nice to be featured in a magazine on that. As a point of information, we did conclude, I announced this earlier, we did have 37 students complete a winter session, the first ever winter session for the behind the wheel portion, classroom portion, for students to get their licenses. If you recall, this is a actual revenue stream for us. We cover all of our cost of instruction and then make sure that we see something and a positive on the other side. So 37 more students have qualified now to move on to the behind the wheel piece, which then leads them to being able to be tested for their license here on site with the person who takes them behind the wheel. Really nice opportunity for our kids. Any questions so far? I've got more. Two music teachers at the elementary level applied to a grant. I had made a connection through Leadership Lancaster Music for Everyone grant. There's a nonprofit that operates in Lancaster City called Music for Everyone, and through donations and fundraisers, then they send that money back out to schools. I connected with this gentleman at Leadership Lancaster. He encouraged me to talk to my teachers, and I was very pleased that two of our teachers, Lisa Zimmerman, who is new, by the way, new this year or last year, this year at Blue Ball,
and Tim Moll. Many of you know Tim. Tim's been around a long time. Tim did a great job. Both of them received grants. Lisa for $1,800 and some change, and Tim for nearly $3,000. Both intend to buy instruments for their classes. Both Lisa and Tim are classroom music teachers. They have full groups of kids that they teach and do an amazing job. Just a note, too, I think compliments to Dr. Larkin and her staff who are out hiring teachers. We have been hiring some fantastic teachers at a time when there's a coming teacher shortage. We're almost there now. The next couple of years, it's even going to be a thinner pickings. But despite that, we have we've turned over nearly a third of our staff in the last 3 years, and we've been able to fill those positions with some really fine teachers. So we're excited, and Lisa is one of them, and she's out getting grants for us in her first year here, so that's pretty exciting. Just an announcement, speaking of the arts, Cinderella opens on April 14th, 14, 15, and 16. There was no cameos by the superintendent, so I'm free to attend that without that threat. Another couple of years, I like to make them wait a little bit, so we'll see what comes along. Cinderella is a very popular show in the county. They must have just released the ability to use that because there's a number of school districts who have done Cinderella. I'm sure ours will be the best. Another success for our students in the county. Recently, our students competed in the Lancaster Art Competition, Scholastic Art Competition that they participate in every year. And once again, Garden Spot always makes a strong showing. On the Scholastic Art Competition side, I'll just give you the top two winners. Norbert Thomas earned a gold key, and Mackenzie Idings earned a silver key, both big awards, both in digital photography. And then there were six other honorable mentions on that side of the competition in various art, ceramics, and digital photography. And then the Lancaster County Young Artist Competition, affiliated with the same overall competition, we really did well. Four gold awards. Emily Meyer had a gold. Katie Harley Smith had a gold award for digital photography. Carly Conger had a gold award in computer art. Alex Loper, a gold award in computer art. Faith Culbitz had silver in digital photography as well as an honorable mention. And then Tori Andrew had two silvers, two honorable mentions, and a third honorable mention in digital photography, computer art, and computer art and digital photography again. So Tori had a real showing there as well. In addition to all that, we had nine other honorable mentions in the digital photography. Our folks did really well in that area. So congratulations to Todd Reitnauer and our music staff, Mr. Bunning, Mrs. Myers, who got students to that competition. Phenomenal. Really, really nice job. Last thing I had, I should share with you that Leadership Lancaster was planning to come here. They came here and really enjoyed the visit with us. They have very high marks for our hospitality as well as the organization and the content. Almost all of the building administrators gave up 2 hours to participate in the conversations and help guide discussions, and did a phenomenal job. We were highly praised, and they want to keep coming back here, which is nice that the Lancaster-based organization wants to come out here to the country and visit with us. So I was glad to see that happen, and it pulled off really well. Again, thanks to Mr. Johnson, who did all the organizing for that event. And we really looked good putting our best foot forward for that, welcoming those 60 people here, 60 adults from the county here. I think that concludes my report. It's a lot of good stuff happening, and it's that time of year when we start bringing things to fruition. So it'll be exciting to keep bringing some good news to you the next couple of months. That concludes my report.
Can I make a comment?
Sure.
Okay. So I'd like to encourage my fellow board members, if you're not on Twitter, I follow several of the teachers. Wherever I can find one of our teachers that tweets And it's pretty remarkable what, you know, just to follow up on what Dr. Hollister said about some good hires. And, you know, we hear the stories about what he shared with Mr. Mole and forget the other music teachers, getting these grants, but what these teachers are doing every day, just every day in the trenches, is pretty remarkable. And their classes are, these kids are pretty fortunate, I think. I would have liked to have some teachers like they have now, but I would encourage you to get on Twitter and sign up and follow our teachers that do put their posts on there and get to see what's going on in the day of the life of one of our teachers.
Thank you. A couple of things that I thought about. One was, I had been reading too about the coming teacher shortage. I guess I'm sure our guidance department is encouraging students to look into pursuing that as a career. And the other thing was, the when you mentioned grants, I just thought again about the Spartan Foundation and where we're at. Is there anything cooking there that we can talk about, or the Vietnam trip last year was a huge, seemed to be a huge success.
Spartan Foundation is it meets every month still. We've got pretty flush with funds, about $30,000. A significant portion of that is earmarked at this point. There is another trip taking place that the foundation is partially sponsoring to Costa Rica this coming summer, and then there's a couple other trips in the works. The board is concerned about not becoming just a destination kind of funding organization to work in that. One of the challenges is that we're not getting, they are not getting the grants that they'd like to see. Keep in mind, their mission is very focused on the global competency piece, and rightfully so. They're trying to continue to keep that focused, although they're getting pressured to try and absorb some other things and other. We're getting some grants that are great ideas, but not quite meeting the mission that was established. So they're trying really hard not to fall into that pattern of widening the mission in order to be inclusive. Last month, the foundation did meet with six elementary teachers, a number of the teachers that Mr. Jones was just referring to, who have those Twitter accounts, who are engaged, just to get ideas from them on why we're not seeing some more grants. And I think the board walked away with a good appreciation for what they need to do. So we're working at it. When we have some more information to share, we'll be glad to do that. It's going well. The group is bright and energetic, and they're doing a nice job, processing the issues and the problems, and it's a lot to it. It's the fourth year, I think. Fourth. So it's a very young organization. Still even doing things like policy. Some of you will recognize the name Jim Costello. He's a policy case. He really enjoys policy, so he's putting the foundation on a great footing going forward. We're documenting well. It's exciting to see an organization grow. I'm glad you asked, Glenn. Obviously, I'm talking a lot about it. I'm excited about it. And there's more to come.
Okay. Yeah.
That was a long answer, but there's some neat stuff.
That's good.
There's some neat stuff.
Just triggered when you said grant. I just didn't know. We haven't discussed that recently. It's unusual that you have a foundation. It's unusual to have money looking for a place to be spent.
Absolutely, it is.
It's a good problem.
It is a good problem. Some of the trickiness to that is EITC funding is very. EITC funding is tricky. There are certain requirements for EITC funded monies that DED must approve, Department of Economic Development. So there's sort of two channels. There's money that comes in that's not EITC. We can spend that more freely. The money that comes in under the EITC program, that's a little bit more, we've got to be more careful. So we do have to meet not only the foundation's missions, but then we also have to make sure that the foundation activities overlap with EITC regulations and guidelines. So it gets a little tricky navigating that, but so far so good.
Great. All right. right. Any other questions or comments from the superintendent? Any other announcements for the general?
Something I forgot during my legislative. The Pennsylvania primary is April 26th, so if you know of anybody that wants to register, either Democratic or Republican parties, both parties still have races going on. The Republicans, it's been 40 years since we had a race. I believe 1980 was the last time the Democrats had a race between Carter and Kennedy. But there's still opportunities to register this week. You can register online or drop one in the mail the next day or so part of the process the end of April.
Good reminder. Anything else? All right. Look for a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second. All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. We are adjourned.